So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have.
Yes. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Woo!
This is the Indian Rander Show. Yeah. And, of course, none other than the great John Lennon's Christmas song. So this is Christmas. One of my faves.
Absolutely. The legend that is John. Mr. Lennon.
Isn't that good tune? That's a good tune. I like that. And I like Little Drum. I like Little Drummer Boy. And I like, I'm thinking of... thinking of chestnuts roasted on an open fire, ding, 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 Jack Frost, something eating off your toes, or eating something rather than eating.
Sauce pot. Eating off the toes. What?
With Jack Frost, what's it called? Chestnuts roasting on
dipping
open
on
fire,
nose,
Jack Frost.
Or is it biting on the nose?
Beating off in what? What?
What?
What
am I calling myself?
I don't know. So it's it's the 19th of December 2022. Christmas is in a few days. I haven't done a damn thing. Zero, nothing, no gifts, no tree, no nothing, no decorations, no nothing. Zero. I'm putting together a Christmas list for myself right now, what I'm going to buy myself.
Okay. Oh, are you? That's awesome.
Yeah.
What you got on your list?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you want?
I want to get, here's what I want to get. I'll tell you what I'm going to get. You know how much time we spent over the last couple of years, actually, talking about deep space and the fact that when you look at galaxies and distant stars that are millions of light years away, or you know, even closer ones that are 10,000 or hundreds of thousands of light years away, you're looking back in time, right? Because that's the speed of light. That's how long it takes light to get here. And you look at all these, you know, amazing deep space celestial objects. I decided I'm buying an automated, really good telescope that it's on a mount that you just, you know, take a remote control and you punch in, let's say, the Horsehead Galaxy or Nebula or the Pleiades or the Saturn or Neptune or the Moon, and you just punch it in and the telescope, you know, that's what it goes.
Coordinates on a map.
Yeah, you just punch in, you tell it what you look at, and then it goes to it, and then you look in, then it tracks it. Let's say because the Earth is moving through space, right? So it stays on the object, so you can just, you know, it's good for, you know, celestial photography and this kind of thing. But I think I'm so into space and astronomy that I figured, am I going to use it every night? No, am I going to use it all the time? No, you know, a couple times a month, whatever. Do it. You know, get yourself a really nice telescope. You know, a really nice telescope.
Yeah.
So I want that. I also want, I think, Microsoft Flight Simulator for my PC. I think I want that.
Oh.
Or X-Plane 11. I'm not sure which one. I think Flight Simulator is the more popular one. X-Plane 11 is supposed to be really detailed, really good for an instrument, you know, the aircraft flight decks and so forth. I don't know which one's better. I should look at it.
Yeah.
But I want to get that for my PC. You know, I'm going to get like a flight simulator program. And
cool.
I want to get, thank you, I want to get Theta Port 8 from my recording studio. It's to control the Studio One DAW.
Nice.
It does
all the
inserts, the slot faders and inserts and, you know, of course, the transports and all that. And speaking of which, I had to dial into the show again because since I got that new interface, I can't quite figure out how I connect to the computer out, you know, for this show through the interface. I couldn't use my VSL44, which is on my laptop. That's what I used the other day on the show. But I still can't figure out what do I need to do to get the... Anyway, it's a technical issue here in the studio. But aside from that, so those are just some things. I decided, you know, I want to go Christmas shopping for me.
Oh, that's lovely. I mean, I can't think the last time I actually bought stuff for myself for Christmas. Unless, of course, people had gifted me money after Christmas and then sales on, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I did it. I'd love to do that.
Mm.
I need to build a list.
What do you want? What do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas?
Oh, there's probably a million things I would love for Christmas. Actually, I'd like to try out Logic Pro as a DAW because it's, in all honesty, it's one of those things I wanted for the longest time and just never bothered buying because I've always stuck to Reason, as you know. And obviously, Studio One is a great tool to have there, definitely. When I had a play with it, it was so good, and everything you've said about it on the show, fantastic. I would recommend it. I basically want to see what Logic Pro is all about. I've been so eager for the longest time to check it all out. What else? Do you know, I love scooters. You know, like the electric scooters. They are so cool.
You want to go scuba diving?
No, darling.
Scuba
scooter. Scooter. Not scuba diving.
I thought you wanted to go underwater exploring.
Oh, darling. If I went down there, I'd be mistaken for a whale. They'd be like, oh, look, new fish. What else? I just find electric scooters so much fun. Everybody's whipping around on them these days because they're the newest, like, most trendiest thing to get around on. And I love them. They're great. They're great fun as long as you're not crashing into things. what else? Ooh, there's probably a million things, but those two jumped to my mind immediately.
How about, I have an idea.
What?
I have an idea. How about a new car?
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Electric car would be awesome.
I've been looking at, we're in the market for a new car. We're going to get a new car.
Oh,
so I was thinking about hybrids. I'm going to get get a new car. No, Tesla's amazing, I think. But we have we got a Focus years ago, a small Ford Focus runabout kind of thing. Got 140,000 miles on it, and my daughter kind of turned the wheel, and the wheel hit a high curb. She must have been backing up really hard, and it not only did it destroy the rim of the wheel, right, but also bent the front tie, whatever connects the two wheels together, I think goes across the front, you know, like the front, underneath, it's bent. And
the repair
cost, plus a new wheel. I'm not talking about the tire, I'm talking about the wheel itself, you know.
Yeah.
Like the hubcap attaches to it and everything, right? So the whole repair is going to be over $2,000. The car's worth $1,000.
Wow.
Welcome to being a dad. Welcome to being a dad. You know, I love her.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. She's great. She can do no wrong. As long as she's safe, I don't give a damn about the car. But we got to get in the car. And that car, you know, if I was in perfect working order, which the engine actually is, but if it was perfect working order, and I want to get a new car and use that as a trade-in, I probably wouldn't because it's only worth $1,000. You know, it's a 2011
right.
Focus with 138,000 some odd miles or whatever it is. So we're looking at hybrid cars, and then I figured if we're looking at hybrid, why not? Why should we depend on fossil fuel at all? Let's go pure electric.
Yeah.
And here's what I thought. Tesla cars got very expensive since I bought mine. Not that mine was cheap, believe me, but they got way more expensive. But here's the deal. I could sell, if I needed to, I could sell my Tesla Model 3 for about what I paid for it. I got it 3 years ago.
Mm.
Right? In demand. If I traded in a dealer, I'd probably lose 10 grand. But if I did it myself, if I sold it myself with full self-driving autopilot and all the features it has, I could sell it for about what I paid for it. There is no other car that I know of where I'd be able to say the same thing. You're going to buy a Ford, a Hyundai, a Kia, a Mercedes, a BMW, anything, and drive it off the lot, bam, goodbye. Teslas, for whatever reason, have an outstanding aftermarket value. After you buy them new. So here's what I was thinking. Now, I don't think I'm going to do this because money is money, but it is a thought. I will say this. It's a thought. Let's say you spend $35,000 on a new, I'm looking at the Escape, a hybrid Escape by Ford maybe, or I don't know what the new Hyundai fully electric car costs. I have no idea. But hypothetically you spend $35,000 for a car. You lease it even. So you're not paying $35,000. You're going to lease it for, let's say, 3 years. So you're actually paying for the price for renting the car for 3 years, which is about half that. So you're going to spend $15,000 at the end of 3 years. You got to give the car back or buy it, right? Which is not a bad deal because it gives you 3 years to come up with the rest of the money you buy the rest of the car.
Mm.
When you lease, right? You put $15,000 into it. So when you get a leased car, you know what your buyout's going to be when you walk out the door. Here's the buyout. 3 years if you want the car. Here's what you're going to pay for it. And I've always leased cars before the Tesla.
Yeah.
So, and I bought, you know, when I got my Ford Flex, which is an SUV, I bought a ton of miles. I bought like 48,000 miles and used 20 of them. So when I went to look at what I signed for the buyout after 3 years, the market value for the car was almost $30,000. My buyout for the car was $18,000. So I'll buy the car out. I'm ahead of the game on this deal.
Yeah.
Right? So my buyout was $18,000, and I put the car on Craigslist or something and sell it for $30,000 tomorrow, which I didn't do. And I since Justine's been my daughter's been using the car like crazy and put a whole bunch of miles on it. But anyway, so I don't know if it's worth anymore.
Oh.
But anyway, so. And she's great. You know Justine. You know my daughter.
Yeah, I do.
She's great. But anyway, you don't know. Yeah, none of us have ever met, but you know who she is.
Yes, I do.
So I was thinking, you spend $35,000 for a car and drive it off a lot and whatever it's worth, it's worth. Or do you spend twice as much and get a car which maintains that dollar sign for the term of ownership, 5 years or so, whatever you're going to own the car for.
Yeah.
Or you can get out of that car for about what you paid for it. So,
if
the money's twice as much in the money, but when you spend that money, you haven't lost anything. You still have the value of that dollar.
Yeah.
So
I see what
question.
You're saying. Yeah. What's one of my favorite new electric cars that I would love to go and test drive and just sit in, basically, is the Volkswagen ID5 GTX. It's absolutely incredible. It's like a dual motor, all-wheel drive. Amazing.
Well, what's it called? I'm by the computer here, actually. Well, I'm going to look it up real quick. It's called the VW
Volkswagen.
Uh-huh.
It's the ID5 GTX.
Five. ETX, Echo Tango, X-Ray?
G, as in great. GTX.
Okay. EGS, gotcha. Okay, let me see. ID5 Volkswagen Newsroom. Yeah. The ID5 is the first all-electric top model with premium features based on the modular electric drive motor. The new ID5 GTX3 with dual motor all-wheel drive inspire expressive design, long-distance capability, and the latest software up.
It's a very beautiful looking car. When I saw it, I fell in love with it on an ad. I was like, oh, my. Yeah, I would love to go and test drive. And the thing with Volkswagen, especially over here in the UK, I don't know so much about the US.
Oh, is that nice?
Yeah, they seem to hold their value because people can rely on a Volkswagen over here to be quite long-lasting. You know,
of course.
The parts are good.
Volkswagen launches online sale just like Tesla now.
Ooh.
So you can order the car online. Let's order one, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's order one. Okay, I want the ID5. Is that a good one? Okay, I want to get the ID5. Okay, that's what I want. Oh, the ID5 GTX. I don't know what the difference is. I'm just going to ID5.
Is there two? Because it was the GTX that I was drawn to and looking at, but I think that's obviously the more powerful, sporty model that's capable of more things.
The GTX is?
Yes.
So is that the one I should buy right now?
sure.
Here we are talking cars on the Andy Demander Show. What do you know about the Ford Mustang. What's it called? Electric car. The Ford. That's what it's called. Yeah. Ford.
Oh, really? I can imagine walking into a dealership and can I have a what? Get out.
What's that for? What's the oh God. Anyway.
What kind of Mustang is it? You said electric, right?
It's electric. Anyway, so much for that. Darn. Yeah.
Electric. Ford Mustang Mach-E. Is that the one you're on about?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, what do you think of that? What do you think of the Mach-E?
Ooh.
Yes.
It's a very nice looking car. Again, another one I'd love to test drive, in all fairness, because the Mustangs are just incredible cars anyway. It's quite beefy. Is the GT version a separate version from the Mach-E, or is it just... That I don't know.
I think it's the same.
No.
It's
nice. It's a nice shape.
Oh.
Very nice shape. I don't know what colour I'd go for with the Mustang, though. Because I do like the red in the Volkswagen. It's very nice. And I think they do the red in the Mustang, too. It pops. Really pops. It's like they do the one I saw was like an orangey kind of yellow color of the Mach-E.
Yeah.
I don't know what colors they do in the US. That's what they're offering in the UK.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I like the Volkswagen that you told me about. I like the Volkswagen line.
Yeah, it's a very, very tidy looking car. I like it. It's when I saw the interior as well, I was like, ooh, because I have always been a fan of Volkswagen, always. Back in the day, I always wanted a Volkswagen Golf GTI. That was one of my dream cars to own. I was like, oh, I love the Golf. And people still like look for the older models now to do up and race around in.
I really like the car, Amanda. I like it a lot, man. I like it a lot.
Yes, lovely car. Yeah. And our listeners, if they're listening right now or even on the podcast, check it out. Tell me what you think. You may have seen the ad for it if you're in the UK, or I don't know if they've advertised it elsewhere in the world, but it's a very nice car.
The ID4 and the 5?
Oh, I don't know. Let me
see. The ID4 looks nice too. Did you see the ID4?
No, I didn't. Let's have a look.
The ID4 is $37, $37,495.
Oh, really? Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah.
ID4. Oh, not a bad shape.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me in shape of, hang on, it's opening up. You can build your own. I love it when you can build your own.
Building one right now. How about a Pro? All-wheel drive, forget the all-wheel drive. $46,000 though. How about the Pro? It's $42,495. Let's see.
That's a really nice shape, actually, the ID4.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the Porsche 4x4 that they did. Does. Oh, that's very nice. Blue color. It's not quite electric blue, but it's like slightly toned down, but it's still very appealing. That looks gorgeous. It looks like it's got like a silver trimming on the top or something, or chrome.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice car.
Nice.
Yeah, folks, Amanda and I are catching us talking about cars, which is something we rarely do on the show, but you should look up. So we're liking electric cars, folks. We're liking Volkswagens. We're liking the Ford. Well, I'm sorry, Amanda. What's it called? The Ford, the Mustang. The Mach-E. I'm sorry, I'll get that straight. The Mach-E. The Ford Mach-E. And of course, we like Teslas. Now, Teslas are around $63,000 now for Model 3.
Wow.
And you know something unbelievable? I paid in that vicinity with everything on it, including tax and tags. And I'll have full self-driving. When I bought my self-driving option, which I did at the time for $6,000 because they told me it was going to go to $8,000, well, self-driving now is $15,000. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
And it's good. It's not amazing. Like, the car doesn't go – I mean, you got to watch it. Still, it's pretty damn amazing. It's incredible. Yeah. I will tell them that. But it is not totally – you have to keep your hand on the wheel, and you must also – maintaining vigilance, because the car will kind of turn, you know, make turning a street corner kind of stops because it may sense it's going to do something weird, and then it starts, and then it doesn't stop. It just kind of, you know, jerks around the corner instead of doing it smoothly. Then the next time you're going around even a more complex corner, it's smooth as can be. It's unbelievable. And you're like, oh my God, this is incredible. I mean, the self-driving feature I use a lot, and it is incredible. But it is not as good as I am. You know, it just isn't as smooth, and, you know, I mean, it's considering where we came from to having a car that drives by itself is pretty damn impressive, and they do an incredible job, and I can't take anything away from Elon Musk and team. But $15,000, you can buy a whole car for that much.
Yeah.
You know?
See the ad for a car that had the disappearing steering wheel. I don't know if it was Audi or so it's electric, self-drives, and they show in the ad the guy sitting in the car, lounging back, and this car driving itself, and the whole steering wheel disappears into the dashboard. I kid you
when
not.
When it's parked or when you're driving?
No, literally.
That's unbelievable.
It looked like the car was taking off with the steering wheel disappearing into the dashboard. And at that point, I was questioning, wait, it's not legal for you not to be able to reach for a steering wheel to control the car if the car goes wrong.
No, it's not legal. Mm-mm.
Whether it was meant to be when this guy was sat still, I don't know, but it was just like incredible.
Yeah, I guess they do that just to show the capability of the vehicle.
Yes.
But in actual driving conditions, once you put it in drive, it probably does not do that. You know, probably won't let you do it in drive because it can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's called the ID Grand Sphere, or something
wow.
like that. Yeah, it looks
well,
like
Elon's,
an SUV. Sorry, yeah, go.
They're going to have a Model 2 eventually, I think 2024. Sometime Elon's going to have a $24,000 electric car, which is probably going to just totally dominate. I mean, for $24,000, after all the incentives and tax breaks and fuel savings, your actual cash out-of-pocket expense for the car is going to be closer to $18,000 on your old one for Tesla Model
wow.
2. Now, it won't have the range as the Model 3, or you know, but it'll have, you know, you'll be able to buy a self-driving option for $15,000 and all this kind of stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You can also, by the way, on a Tesla, you don't have to buy the option. You can also lease it for $200 a month. You want to turn it on for a month, take a trip, do something, whatever, $200. You can do it month by month for $200 a month.
Yeah.
In the self-driving options, also incredible self-park capability, parallel parking or going back into a stall. I mean, it does an amazing job of that. Also, summon, if I want my car to come pick me up, it'll, you know, in a parking lot somewhere and the car's over there, I can hit a button on my phone, the car comes and gets me. It's pretty
cool. Yeah, that is so cool.
So that's all included in the self-driving option. It's pretty nice. But you can get it for $200 a month. I heard that Elon, this is unconfirmed, in the Model 2, I saw schematics or pictures or whatever showing Model 2 not having a steering wheel. I mean, no steering doesn't have one. I think we're pretty far away from that. There's too many things. I mean, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree.
I mean, my Model 3 is incredibly sensitive about, you know, let's say you're riding on, it's on autopilot, and you're going down the street and somebody's getting out of the car, you know, and it goes way around them. I mean, it really makes sure it's not going to go anywhere near that person. If there's somebody on a bike, it goes way around them. You know, it sees them, it via radar, via camera, via sensors, all these things. And it and the depiction on your screen in the vehicle is incredible. It's incredible how real it is. You know, you see people walking their dog across the street or on a bike or on a scooter or whatever it might be, a big semi truck versus a little car. And it depicts everything, all the vehicles around you or next to you or parked.
Incredible.
It shows everything.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The quality of the build of the Tesla, I would say, is about an 8, maybe 7.8, an 8.
Yeah.
And for a car that's $60,000, $70,000 out the door today, I'd probably, in terms of build quality, I'd get a Lexus before that, in terms of the quality of the build itself and the paint job and the fabric, the leather and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's okay. But you really, it's not bad. I mean, it's higher quality than, you know, than a Chevy or a Ford or a Buick or, you know, it's nice, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's premium quality for a very, very expensive vehicle. But when you buy a Lexus, when you buy an Infiniti, when you get a BMW, Mercedes, you're getting, you know, what they're known for, this incredible fabric selections and the quality of how these things are put together and how they're painted.
Yeah.
Where Tesla is not known, and as an owner, I can tell you this, it's not the highest quality build, but it's a very good build. Don't get me wrong, it's very, very good, but not as good as like a Lexus. You're getting a Tesla,
that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And when you get a Tesla, I think most of the investment, how I look at it, the car rides incredibly well. I mean, it's just a really nice sporty. It's sporty. It's not this, you know, smooth riding. It doesn't, you know, like my Ford Flex it feels like you're on a train when you're riding that thing in the highway. It's just as smooth as can be. Well, this is a more sporty ride, you know, and that's the way the car's supposed to be. At least the Model 3. I don't know about the Model S, which is a sedan.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the technology that the car is built upon is mind-boggling, incredible.
Exactly. And I think that's what he was offering for the price, wasn't it? The fact that, you know, the technology, if he knew that if you, you know, amped up the luxurious side of things, then you'd be looking at quite a hefty price for both of that combined. He did very well with that. And so, you know, the funny thing is, so many ghost hunters use the Tesla and take the Tesla out because of all the cameras around the car and how it detects things. And there's so many videos on YouTube that are uploaded where the cameras are out at night and they've picked up what is meant to be people around the car, but you can't see anybody there. So it's quite a funny one. Yeah, they genuinely use a Tesla for their ghost hunting. It's pretty cool. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah. I really like. Needless to say, I'm a happy Tesla owner. The car's incredible. It's incredible. Hey, you know what I want to do? Because we talked about that before. I don't have enough. I think I downloaded it. Unfortunately, I didn't. But today, this day in music history, my birthday is today.
Ooh, who's up?
Alvin Lee, 10 years after the amazing guitarist, was born in. When did he born? 1944. He died in 2013. Young. Mm-mm-mm. You know Alvin Lee,
wow.
10 years after?
Yeah.
The American jazz and R&B session guitarist worked with Aretha Franklin. He was born in 1942, and his name's Cornell Dupree. Yes. Morris White, singer-songwriter from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa.
Born
beautiful.
In 1941. He died in 2016. Phil Oakes.
Oh, no.
Amazing American singer-songwriter, folk singer-songwriter. 1940,
yeah.
He was born. Bobby Timmons, who's an American jazz pianist from Philadelphia, from my hometown. He died in 74. He's born in 35. Bob Brookmeyer, who is also another jazz guy. He's a studio pianist, arranger and composer. Played with Stan Getz, among others. He would have been 93 today. He died in 2011.
Oh.
And there's a few others. Let me see if I know any others. The country singer, Jimmy Dickens, who was would have been 100 today or 100. He was,
woo!
You know, something like that. He was,
wow.
Professor Longhair. Oh, my God. Professor Longhair. Do you know who that is by any chance?
No.
Incredible powerhouse piano player, New Orleans. Oh my God!
Wow.
Professor Longhair. Oh,
I love
yeah.
the name, Professor Longhair. I mean, I'm sold on that. That's just, it makes me want to check him out.
Yeah, especially since he's bald. Go figure. No, anyway, no, Professor Longhair. Check him out.
Absolutely.
Yes. Anyway, so those are just some of the. Of the birthdays today.
Oh.
Musicians.
Birthday happy today. Birthday to you, beautiful musicians, whether you're alive or not alive.
Or not. Yeah.
Or not.
There's some more, you know, if we go into like, you know, Delclaine Galbraith, who I don't know, he's a British pop singer. Tell Me Why is a song. He was born in 91.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Delclaine Galbraith. I don't know who that is. Lady Sovereign. British rapper, 9 to 5, Love Me or Hate Me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Lady Sovereign.
Yes, Lady Sovereign, her birthday. Kevin Devine, American singer-songwriter, Brothers Blood. John Owen, known as Casual, American's rapper, Smash 75. Miko.
Miko.
The Finnish rock bassist.
Born
in 74. Zach Foley, born in 70, English rock. I'm thinking some people from your side of the world who you might know, who I don't know.
Yes.
Zach Foley is an English rock bassist from right. Who else? English. Oh, here we go. No, he's American, but you might know of Eugene Booker. He was
Lady Sovereign was a funny one. She I don't know if she's still doing music or not, but she came around kind of with a few songs that I think people like, she kind of shocked people. She came as a kind of bold, brash female rapper with attitude, looked like she come from kind of like the London ghetto kind of thing. I mean that respectfully. That's kind of like her look, you know, she was trying to represent that culture. Mm-hmm. So it was like, yeah, I hope I didn't offend anybody. But the only way to describe it, I mean, she wore chains, she wore baseball caps and things like that, and you know, like the hooded or even tracksuits. I mean, she was trying to go for that whole street kind of look, and she came out with a few catchy songs, but I haven't heard much of her ever since. Really, don't know where she disappeared to.
Kind of like a one hit wonder deal.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of that.
Yeah.
You know. We got to look. You know what I want to do? You know, after the holidays and everything, I want to do a show on like the one hit wonder artists and see where they're at today. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have Cornell. Cornell's on the line. Hello, Cornell. How are you? Greetings. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope things are doing well.
Merry Christmas. Don't forget about Cornell Butler, the drummer.
Oh, that's yeah.
I'm still alive.
Yes, he is. How are you, broski?
Hey, what's up? Oh, I got another group from England. And a lot of people, their name was Floetry.
Who?
Floetry. Marcia Ambrosio. And I forgot her name.
Oh, I know who she was.
He was a human vacuum cleaner.
Actually, she wrote the song for Butterfly for Michael Jackson.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Did
so
I tell
up,
you, I forgot if I said this over the air or in a phone conversation with Cornell. I recorded recently, and it's now released, by the way. You can go to Spotify. Well, first of all, the song's called Mr. Bojangles, and you can go to Spotify or any music source down or buy it or listen to it. It's a new release. It's my version of a folky version of Mr. Bojangles, and it's out now. It's out, available to the public for download or purchase, better yet. And please do go check out Mr. Bojangles by yours truly, Andy Kimball.
I knew a man Bojangles and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell down in New Orleans, and I was down
on whatever your downloading music streaming service is. I really appreciate it. That is how I make my living, and it, every little bit does help. But anyway,
absolutely.
Really, you know, Amanda, you're in the same. You do the same thing. But here's the question I have: the tune "Mr. Bojangles" is on YouTube by Sammy Davis Jr. performed in Germany, I think in Berlin, back years ago, right? It is incredible. Yeah. He was incredible. And when I heard "Mr. Bojangles" done by Sammy Davis and saw him dance, I suddenly realized where Michael Jackson got many of his moves from and his poses.
Wow.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down.
Yeah, so what I would like our listeners to do, I mean, I would have never thought that I would be like raving about Sammy Davis Jr. Do I know who he is? Yes, that I grew up to him on the Lawrence Welk Show and all that stuff. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Sammy Davis. Of course, I knew Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. I knew, you know, they were all performing and touring when I was a little kid. You know, growing up.
Yeah.
And Sammy Davis was Sammy Davis, right? I mean, amazing. So. But I never, you know, this day and age, when I would have thought, would I ever picture myself raving about Sammy Davis Jr. As opposed to, I don't know, Neil Young.
Yeah.
As opposed to Rolling Stones. You know, but you got to check out the YouTube video, Sammy Davis Jr. doing Mr. Bojangles, and you watch him dance and watch him move and watch him sing, and you tell me that's not Michael Jackson.
How are you guys doing anyway? You ready for the holidays?
Oh, fabulous. I'm
no.
so excited. It's getting closer. I'm just buzzing now. Yeah.
I'm not at all. I'm not at all. Not at all.
Oh, Andy. Come on now.
Wow.
Let's get you into gear. Nothing.
Hey, you know what's getting me in the mood? At Cornell. You know, we were talking about this early in the show. Cornell, here's what's getting me through the holidays. I could say what's getting me through the holidays. Ready for this? Going online and look at my own Christmas list, what I want to buy for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, for some reason, I don't know why that is. I guess maybe because I spend so much time alone.
No,
here I am all by my lonesome. I spend a lot of time by myself. I'm in the studio or I'm doing a show or I'm performing, whatever, but I do spend a whole lot of time by myself. And I enjoy the space, in all honesty, I enjoy it. But I got to tell you, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Like wanting, I know it's really interesting. Is I'm looking at, you know, normally you could, you know, being my age and stuff, you look at old clothes or, hey, a new tie. You know, like, when was the last time I wore a tie? I think it's, hey, Cornell, I think for Coast to Coast Live Radio, I think we'll give all our crews new ties for Christmas, even the girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your Christmas bonus.
A new car!
A new tie.
Do what you will with it. It can be used for many things.
Yeah, do what you want. I could be thinking, hell yeah, especially on this show. Anyway, but anyway, what was I going to say? I got so carried away there. Oh, yeah.
Your Christmas list.
But I've been thinking about, you know, things like buying, I was telling Amanda, I want to buy a really, really nice computerized electric telescope, like a deep sea observation, a deep sea. Deep sea. Goes where I am. A deep sea. Deep space. Excuse me, I'm pointing the wrong way. A deep space observational telescope, you know, a flight simulator, computer games, you know, flight simulator, because I was a pilot. A controller for my studio DAW, you know, like all these fun kind of, like not clothes, I'm looking at like, you know, like fun, you know, like nice, like, you know, gizmos and gadgets and toys, that kind of shit, you know.
What you really want to do is save your money and get one of those real kind of like flight testing things where the whole thing moves, like the aviator thing. That would be
cool. I would love that. Love that.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Even I've seen some flight simulator setups where they don't move, of course, but they're large screens. There's three or four screens, and you have an entire, like, a flight deck with the control wheel and the throttles and the whole thing, the yoke and everything. And it's like a real cockpit of an airplane.
Yeah.
And I've known some captains who fly, you know, 12 days a month for an airline or whatever, you know, 60 hours a month. And when they get done, they go home and they get in the flight simulators and fly the flight simulators. I mean, I know pilots that go home from their job and go to Microsoft Flight Simulator on their computers when they're done. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
And I'm thinking about it.
Wow.
I'm thinking, as a former pilot, when I was flying, I think when I got off the job, when I got in my car at the airport to go home, I was pretty much done. You know, I'm done, you know.
Yeah.
But I love getting in the flight deck. I love sitting down in the left seat of a jet and starting the engines and taxiing out and looking at all the controls and, you know, all the autopilot systems and, you know, the technological. You know, my idea of flying is a flight as a pilot. This is me as a professional pilot speaking. That the perfect flight for me is when the passengers don't know they left the ground. And, of course, that's impossible. But that's what I would strive for. I like the autopilot systems, you know, high-tech systems that really make the job of competently maintaining a safe flight even that much more possible through automation, through systems, through configurations.
That is so amazing. You could fly fucking planes, dude.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In
that's
other
amazing.
Words,
yeah, fly jet. Yeah, yeah.
That's I barely can drive a car. Oh my God,
the reason I think I was I may have said this the last show, I forget. The reason why I don't have Flight Simulator yet, the computer program, is because I'd probably be you see, how come Andy's on the show? He's with that Flight Simulator thing.
I can see what's gonna happen. I foresee these. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I'd be, there's a little kid in me. You know, the little kid in me. I'd be on that. I'd be making a flight. So I'd be going from New York to, you know, to Miami and all that stuff. I'd be, you know, that's what I'd be doing. Seriously.
Flight 09er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh? LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Tower radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Roger, over.
What?
Hey!
Who?
I've always wanted one of those like arcade machines with the driving simulator thing. You know, like you would go into an arcade and you just sit down actually in the seat with the steering wheel and the pedals and the big screen in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's so cool to me. I love it.
But this guy could fly a real plane. And you know how hard
that is. I know. I've never tried.
Well, a lot of people.
They're doing it. They've already announced they're going to do it.
Yeah.
My wife's
talking about
pilot license.
What?
My wife's thinking about getting her pilot license. Going to
school.
Yeah,
actually,
pilot.
Many women are actually qualified with their flight license because they do fly off the handle very quickly in an argument sometimes.
I said, anybody that says they were born to do this, they're going to be losing very quickly.
Back. I thought we got rid of him back here.
Yeah.
God. This is Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think, you know, planes are great. You know, I love flying planes.
Way
go,
up,
then
it went down.
Yeah,
oh, no.
We hope so. Otherwise, you'd run out of fuel.
Yes, right.
And, you know,
oh,
and
my
so
God.
I love having commentators that, you know, on the show for comments. But I'll tell you, but flying, you know, flying does not take as long to become a professional pilot. Does not take as long as
you know. This takes years years and years.
No, it actually doesn't anymore.
Mr. Trump, it
doesn't.
It
used to.
Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Now, Andy, I want to ask you a question. Since you can fly planes, could you fly a helicopter also?
No, I know nothing about helicopters, zero.
Oh.
And I've always thought anything that's got to beat the air into submission is not something I want to be part of in terms of being a pilot.
Yeah, I think isn't it easier to crash in a helicopter than it is in an actual plane?
I think so. I don't know anything about helicopters whatsoever, but I think so.
I think there's
a lot of Robinson training helicopters. They've had some really horrific issues with these Robinson R-55 training helicopters. They've had some students, instructors killed, and the thing's fallen apart.
Yeah.
You know, in an airplane, an engine quits, and some kind of something mechanical with the engine or thrust system is inoperative, that airplane is going to become a glider. It's going to fly. You don't need the engine for it to work. It's not going to come down. You know, it's not going to come straight down. It's not going to come straight down. It's going to glide.
Yeah.
And the higher you are, the further you're going to glide. And hopefully, if something does happen mechanically, if you are in a let's say a single engine, a single airplane, and you're flying at 7,000 or 8,000 feet, and you lose your engine, you talk to air traffic control, and you will get radar vectors or steers to a nearby airport, and you'll be able to safely land that airplane even without an engine. Including, and this the same thing applies to commercial jets. There are stories, and you can even look at these on YouTube of a. I forget because it's been a while since I've seen it, but a commercial, large, heavy, four-engine or two-engine transport over the middle of the ocean at 37,000 feet lost all power at 37,000 feet over the ocean and glided to a safe landing in an airport.
Yes. My goodness.
That's good flying.
Yeah.
And a helicopter couldn't do that.
Hell no.
Oh, goodness, no. None of those things.
You know, me and my wife, Beth was on her. We took a helicopter ride. I was so scared. I swear, man. She was okay. But it's something about, I was looking at the, what do you call it? The things that spin around.
The propellers.
Yeah, and I just kept thinking about those things just shutting down.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's one of the things I think about when it comes to helicopters. You know, they stop, that's it. You're pretty much buggered. You just fall straight down. So
yeah.
one big bad gust of wind and you're kind of gone with it too. It's just it's a bit deadly for helicopters.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, I would do it.
The helicopter with Kobe Bryant.
It's my social life when I'm not doing music for the most part. My social life is all, you know, pilot buddies and airline pilots. I've got some captains that give me buddy pass and so forth. I've got, you know, most of my social life is pilots.
And add me into the group if you don't mind.
I'll pass on that one. I'll pass on that one, but thank you. Oh, speaking of which. And I'll talk more about this on Friday. I was going to get it today. I forget what happened. I got delayed. I started it. What happened? Maybe it's time. I guess we have time. 3 minutes left in the show. The January 6th committee. Damn. I don't know why I got distracted. I was going to do that today. The January 6th committee recommended an indictment for the former President of the United States.
Really?
I spent his attorney. Yeah. Yeah, Department of Justice. Yes.
My goodness.
So we'll talk about that Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Elon Musk is being pretty much voted out of Twitter, isn't he? They're trying to vote to get him out of Twitter.
What?
Something to do within the company. Yeah, they want him to step down and away from Twitter completely. And you never know, Andy, if you get this telescope, you might see him in space somewhere. They'll probably ship him off out there, you know, to get him out of the way.
Well,
but,
he was – what a horrible – that was ridiculous for him to buy Twitter. I mean, he – just stick with space and Teslas. Would you please? I mean, that was really bad. That was so bad.
Yeah. I can appreciate, like I said before on a previous show, I can appreciate what he's trying to do, but I think he's gone too far with it. It's become a bit of a mess. He's played it very wrong. Very wrong.
He's played it very wrong. And also,
you are physically
repulsive.
No.
Yes, he's also.
What? Who said that?
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Man. That was harsh.
I think. what was I going to say? You remember that?
I don't know.
I know that we're running out of time. This hour has flown by. Flown by.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, and I've only been on here for 2 minutes.
Oh, my lovely.
Oh.
I know. Saying goodbye is bittersweet.
Yes.
No, he probably go out and screw off on that.
I don't like that.
My goodness. It's
so you
dirty.
My birthday is the day after Christmas. My birthday is the day after Christmas. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you partying? You
I
partying?
Don't know. I don't know who I didn't order it. I
the Chinese?
No, I don't. But yeah, I don't look at birthdays the way I get an order, you know, man. I don't know.
Well, happy birthday.
Hey Amanda, I gotta tell you something, guys. This is absolutely true. Part of the reason I was telling Amanda earlier in the show, Cornell, that when you look at the space, you're looking back in time. Literally, when you look at a galaxy, you look at up in the stars and see the constellation Orion, the nebula, the Pleiades, you know, the nebula in Orion, the horse head. There's so many different celestial objects that are just absolutely fascinating. The light generated by these objects, many of them, took millions of years to get to the planet Earth to see. So when you're looking up at space, you're looking back in time. And here's the interesting thing. I want you to think about this and digest this for a second. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. So in 1 second, light moves 186,000 miles.
Mind
one,
blown.
Bam. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here is, now when you think about it, if you are able to slow the speed of light down. Should I do that again?
Yeah.
If you're able to slow the speed of light down, actually, when you look at somebody, you're looking into the past.
creepy, but very cool.
Even it's for the splittest billionth of a second of a billionth, because at 186,000 miles per second, I mean, how, you know, if you're standing next to somebody and look at them, you know, the light would reflect off that person for you to see them. If it was totally dark, you wouldn't see them, right? So you're looking at the light reflecting off a person or an object or a thing, and that is why you see it. So when you look at any object, you're actually looking for however much of a fraction. I know it's in the gillionth, whatever. That's how quick, right? But you're still looking back in time. So when you project that person next to you and move them out at 100,000 years, you know, or even something closer, let's say 420 years. It took light 420 years to get here, right? You're still looking back in time as to when that light was emanated from that object to get here.
Yeah.
You're not looking at anything like just today. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And when you talk about, you know, stars and systems that are separating and traveling at incredibly fast speeds, and that are going to go supernova and explode. And they said, well, it's going to go in terms of space. When you talk about a star that's going to end its life soon, let's say soon is 10,000 years from now. Yeah, it's going to go, it's going to become a red dwarf, you know, bam, explode, go red dwarf. And, well, you know, 10,000 years. 10,000 years.
Wow.
Of space. That's nothing. That's a newborn. It's an infant.
Yeah.
And you said that space is actually expanding. Faster than the speed of light. Faster than the speed of light. You can't travel through space at faster than the speed of light. But space is actually expanding faster than the speed of light is.
Wow.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because they don't even know what causes that to happen, which is incredible.
No.
And it's scary.
It is? But how far is it going?
I really want a telescope. We're going to have such a fun time. If I want to get this telescope, and I want to get, you know, figure out how you take pictures and all that stuff, and then put them on the website and spend more time on the show even, because I think it's so fascinating, so mind-boggling, and really makes you think about how insignificant we are and our species is. And when you think about it also, when you look up into another galaxy or Milky, you know, when you look at billions, like Carl Sagan used to say, billions and billions of stars, many, 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 if not all, of the stars have planetary systems around them.
Yeah.
And if those planetary systems had the ability to look at our planet, and there are millions of miles, millions and millions and millions of light years away, and they could look at our planet, when they finally looked at it, they'd be looking at dinosaurs existing on our planet. They wouldn't see us today, because it's also taken millions and millions and millions of years for the light from our planet to reach them.
Whoa.
Wow. Now, Andy, I want to ask you a question. How big is a star? How big is a star?
Well, our own sun is like a million times bigger than the Earth.
Wow.
The Earth the Earth would be a little dot. The Earth would be a golf ball if you put it next to the sun. And that, mind-boggling?
Yep. It's amazing that an astronaut never has. What keeps an asteroid from hitting the Earth? Do you know anything about that?
A couple things, right? The gravity of Jupiter is so significant compared to the Earth that Jupiter tends to – I mean, there's some debate about this. So you can ask somebody – somebody might disagree with this and somebody might. But there is a popular theory that Jupiter's gravitational mass, which is so significant compared to ours. I mean, we – speaking of being a golf ball – We're like a large golf ball if we were right up next to Jupiter. That's how big Jupiter is, and Jupiter is a mass of gases, really. If you were to be able to stand on the surface, which you couldn't, but if you could, you'd be standing on gas. As opposed to a solid rocks like we have here or on Moon or Mars or anything else. But when you think about the sun, to give you an example of the sun, Cornell. It's 432,450 miles in radius. 432,450. The Earth is 20,000 miles.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. But when you think about the sun, the size of the sun, it's the biggest thing in our neighborhood. But it's just an average star compared to other stars. when you think that, because there are other stars, like, for example, Betelgeuse and the constellation Orion, Betelgeuse is 700 times larger than the sun.
Good Lord.
And 14,000 times brighter than the sun.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the surrounding planets? How illuminated they would be and what they would feel from it.
Yeah, well, imagine this too. You won't have any planets like Mercury. I mean, it would be, they'd be way far away.
Yeah.
But can a star that big have planetary systems? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And when you think about how many, forget how many billions and billions and billions, I hate to sound like Carl Sagan again, but when you think about how many billions of stars there are, the fact that there are 10 times as many planets, because most of them have planetary systems like our own sun does. And when you think about how many of those planets are out there, millions of light years away from us, what are the chances of some of them, even a small amount, having some sort of life? Mm. Some sort of life, whether it's vegetation, whether it's dinosaurs, whether it's sea life, whether it's fish, whether it's hominids, something close to ourselves.
I believe it. I believe there's other life there. I mean, in a
I believe
it.
I believe
it. It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Anybody that think we don't own people on the planet, they crazy.
Yes. It puts things into
perspective. I think
the Japanese
are
involved here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Anyway,
stuff.
Hey, we're over. We got to get out of here, don't we?
Yes. My goodness. What a show. What a show.
I made for the last 2 minutes.
It's always fascinating with whatever we come up with and what we're led to talk about at that given time. It's just incredible. We've been talking about stars, Cornell. And
We went from talking about stars to real stars.
Yeah. We almost have Michael. Kevin.
I think it was either Kevin or it may have been somebody else calling in from the same area code. We don't know. I don't know who it was, but they tried a couple of times and they.
Oh, no.
That's about as far as we got.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was really. It's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, how about them Eagles real quick? How about them Philadelphia Eagles? 13-1,
13-1. 13-1. Andy, you know what? I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, it will be great. I don't want them to lose, but it will be great for them to lose instead of win everything and get to the championship and lose.
I know. I felt the same way. Here's the deal. The Dallas Cowboys are playing the Philadelphia Eagles on Christmas Eve on Saturday. And I know that, you know, that's a huge game. And there's a possibility of the Eagles playing the Cowboys in the playoffs, right? Here's the question. You're coaching the Philadelphia Eagles, all right? You're 13-1. You're going to play. If you don't beat – so you can – what's a boxer? They call it take a dive. You know, you lose, bam, you go down. Let's say the Eagles said, you know what? Just take it easy, folks. Just let them do what they do. If we lose, we lose. Okay, who cares? We're going to win the next couple of games anyway. We play some of the worst teams in football after the Cowboys, right? All right. So we're going to be number one seed. We're going to get the bye. We're going to be number one in pick in the playoffs. So here's the deal. Knowing that you're going to play the Dallas Cowboys Saturday, and you might, this isn't a given, but you very well might end up playing them again in the playoffs. Do you show them your hand in the Saturday's game, or do you wait and just play? You know, you play. You don't show them anything. You know their game. You studied the film. You studied the coaching. You studied their plays. You have some, and you know how amazingly talented the Philadelphia offense is, and how strong the offensive line is, and how great their and superior the coaching staff is. Do you hold off and not show your whole hand Saturday, and you know play football? I mean, you know, play to win, but hold back. As opposed to what you really have to show them and
wonderful.
Then give him everything you got in the playoffs. Then give him everything, let alone lose in the playoffs.
I was thinking the same thing. Because in the playoffs, you don't want to lose in the playoffs because that won all those games and then lose at the end. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's tough on them. It really is.
Think I know who I'd have play. I'd put in, if it were up to me, I think, I would put in my second string.
Sisters.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yes.
Hey, Cornell.
Yeah.
Cornell.
Have you ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Well, actually, when I was like 17, I did. You know what I mean? But I got out of there, I ran, kept running, and never came back.
Nah, bless you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was scared of
Asked him to put his life in yours?
Of course you can, but don't trust it.
Thanks.
Yes.
All right.
Ever put your life in another man's hands?
I live in Philly. What do you think? I mean,
oh,
I'm from Philly. What do you think?
Oh,
you're a very comfortable lowlife of talking this way about this country.
Hey.
I love
no,
this guy.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I want to wish my mom a happy birthday. Rest her soul and everything. Today is her birthday.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday to your mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mama Butler.
Yes.
Oh, bless her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really. How many years has it been now, Cornell? How many years?
I think 8 years now.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you do anything
to
celebrate your day, like a memorial or anything?
Well, actually, we just all the family get together. Not get together, but you know, we all text each other and all that, and that's it. I mean, she's gone. She's. I don't believe in death. I believe in afterlife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you. But she. I mean, we used to her right now. In the beginning, in my few years, with like 2 years and 1 year, it was really affecting me. But now it's like I'm so used to it. Actually, I almost forgot it was her birthday today. But you know,
oh.
I miss her. But hey, we are here to pass on the torch.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No,
that's
it's
tough.
Fine. That's
tough.
But you know what's so crazy, guys? You look at Richard Pryor. You look at some of the old movies like Frank Sinatra, and they're not here anymore. If you look at the television programs, so we are here not to be here forever.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah,
Mr. Ed.
Something like that.
What happened to him? Mm-hmm.
You talking about the horse?
Yeah, and how about? And remember Bewitched? Remember Elizabeth Montgomery?
She does have a very nice thing. Yeah.
And she's not Harry anymore. Or the guy that played 007. What's his name?
Sean
Connery.
He's still living.
We watch him on TV all the time, television all the time, and he don't exist anymore. He passed on. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He's still living, isn't he?
No, he died a while ago, darling.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
It's like psychical that when he was playing a movie and all that, playing 007, he would never thought he'd be gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's
Sean Connery.
He's died?
He's died?
Right?
Yeah.
And played in Jurassic Park, too.
Who, Sean Connery?
Yeah. He played in Indiana Jones. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's right. Indiana Jones' father. Yeah.
I love Indiana Jones, the temple. I love the Raiders of the Lost Ark. I love them. Now, that's a movie that you want to watch on Christmas Day. Raiders of the Lost Indiana Jones.
Definitely.
Oh,
I like Polar Express. I like Polar Express.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Yes, my nephew had that on earlier. He absolutely loves it. He's 4 in January, and he was just like hypnotized by it. Absolutely loved it.
Did anybody ever watch G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe, the movie?
No. I didn't even attempt to watch them because, of course, G.I. Joe is very much a U.S. thing, not something we had over here, so I never really had much interest in it. But, I've heard about it.
King Cobra.
Good G.I. I liked the Wizard of Oz. No, I like to watch around this time of year also is a movie, Oliver.
Yes, same. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
What
was it?
Oh my God!
Oh, that sounded like crap.
It did.
I like to watch. Yeah, I like the Wizard of Oz. I like to watch that during the holidays.
Yeah, they're all great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can smell Christmas in the air.
Oh, definitely.
Or was that just a reindeer fart?
Well, it depends how it smells, you know, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. Remember this Christmas song with Snoopy Red Baron? I got to find that and play it. Snoopy, remember the dude, the Red Baron and Snoopy? Remember that Christmas song? Do you know what,
Amanda? Can I say that I do?
Snoopy and Red Baron Christmas song?
I don't know the song. Obviously, I know a Snoopy.
Do 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 do.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells ringing through the land. Come on, what is it? What's that? What is it? I don't remember the name of it. Snoopy Red Baron. I don't know.
Jingle Bell.
Classic.
Oh, I think it was. Here we go. Wait.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men. Our hero, so
say I love those
what?
Songs in Christmas spirit, the Christmas spirit, those type of songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's
oh,
another
who also like the Messiah. Remember Hanja's Messiah? The Messiah?
No.
Hallelujah chorus?
No.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, do, 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 do. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
Hallelujah. Oh, do, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't get that audition, by the way. I tried out for it.
Don't forget the do-do-do-do-do-do.
You know the what?
Funny noise. Yeah, that one.
Hell? Hey, you know what? Man, what's it called? Oh, the Messiah. The Messiah. Oh gosh, it's so beautiful. I think I'll play excerpts of it in the next show. Yeah.
Eh?
What do you think of that idea?
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great, guys.
Yes.
Gosh. Absolutely.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes. I'm really sorry to hear about this, sir.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mr. Sean Connery.
Sean, yes. We should do a show where we all talk like Sean Connery, the whole show.
Yeah,
all of
us. Should.
The whole
show. Yeah, we're going to do it. I love it.
We should do it. And we got all our callers. Everybody calls us. God, he's the best Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Anybody know when his birthday is? Yeah. When's Sean Connery's birthday? We got to figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find that out. For his birthday, we'll do that. We'll do a special Sean Connery show.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, guys, let's get out of here.
All righty.
Let's go.
And we'll see. Today is Monday. We'll see everybody Friday. Oh, not Friday. What's today? Wednesday or Monday? What's today?
Monday.
It's Monday.
Right. I'm thinking we'll see everybody Friday. We'll see everybody Wednesday.
Yes.
You gonna be Wednesday, Cornell?
Yeah. I said fun day Monday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Monday. Today, should have played it. I have Monday Moonshine Monday music here.
Oh.
Moonshine Monday. Evidently, we must have had a Moonshine Monday show because it's queued up here. It says Moonshine Monday for music for today's show. I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of, maybe we, sounds like we don't have moonshine. All right, we got to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? When he say we got to get out of here, I picture like Andy leaving the room and going outside. I want to go.
Very true.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A good one. Okay.
Yeah. I have one more question.
Oh.
How's your family? What are you doing for Christmas and your family and everything, Amanda? What happens over there?
Oh, well, as you know, we've got Boxing Day on your birthday.
Right.
So over here, like Christmas Eve, everybody gets ready all excited and starts planning. Some people try to celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, depending on what they're up to, I guess. But so for us, we'll be getting everything ready on Christmas Eve. Like, I got my own little tradition of getting all snuggly very early in the evening and, you know, Christmas PJs on, maybe watching some movies, drinking hot chocolate, all that kind of good stuff. Wrapping the last of the presents if I haven't done it already. And then Christmas Day will be spent with the family, all getting together for a nice Christmas dinner. And then Boxing Day, we kind of just have fun, like maybe playing board games, have some more nibbles and stuff, leftover Christmas food, and yeah, it's quite a nice time. Very, very
what is Boxing
time.
Day again? What's
Boxing
Day?
I think it was started in the late 1800s, maybe early 1900s. I forget which it is.
Mm-hmm.
The wealthy families in the UK. I don't know if it was more so England or whether it was throughout the UK, would box up any like leftover foods or maybe unwanted gifts, and they would hand it out to the poor who used to come knocking on the doors for food and things like that, donations. So that's why they call it Boxing Day.
You know, for the longest time, I thought it had something to do with the sport of boxing.
Doesn't surprise me. It's the most logical thing to think of, right?
I had no idea. Why don't they call it Fox Lunch Day or something like, you know, why don't they just call it like Fox, you know, like...
Yeah, they get hold an event and box the turkey out of each other, you know? It's like, oh, I've got this belly on me. Knock it out of me, will ya? yeah. So, yeah, that's the tradition. Do you know what, though? There's probably a lot of people in the UK who don't even know what Boxing Day truly means unless they've actually researched it for themselves. So it's not something that's shared very freely, I don't think.
Yeah, I just suddenly learned as to what it
is. Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful tradition. Beautiful tradition. Yeah.
And
how about
Cornell,
you?
Cornell, you still with us?
How about you?
I don't know yet. I have no idea what we're going to do. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
So,
wing it.
Wing it.
All right.
How about you, Cornell?
No pun intended.
How about you?
How about you, Mr. Butler?
I'm going to dress up like Gumby, damn it.
I can't wait to see you, Flossy.
No, actually, I'm going to just chill in the house, watch some old movies, and, eat some dinner and just relax.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Great. Vodka shot. The usual. Mm-hmm. Get my wife a present. My wife gave me all these presents, and I'm like, yo, it's like hairbrush. I'm like, don't do that. Because I'm like, why you buy me this? I'm like, now I got to go and get you. But she says she don't want anything, but I'm like, I still want to get her something.
Oh,
that sounds nice. Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm going to pick up.
Bless.
Well, we'll catch everybody up to speed, and everybody. It's a week before, less than a week to go, before Christmas, and everybody.
Yeah,
enjoy,
we're
gonna,
right, guys. We go on vacation to the New Year's Eve, right?
That's true, isn't it? We mentioned something about that.
Yeah. Christmas show.
Yeah.
Vacation Eve. New Year's after.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Christmas holiday. I mean, Christmas.
We take off my birthday, which is the 26th, which is Monday, and we come back on. We take that whole week off, right? We come back on. Come back on the 2nd of January. Is that right? Is that when that would be?
Yeah. Is that a Monday or Wednesday? No, we come back on that Wednesday, the 3rd, I think.
Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday the... Yeah, all right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple shows left of this year then. Not only before Christmas, we have a couple shows left of the year. And I still have last year's Christmas show in our archives. I think we'll play it. I think we'll play last year's Christmas show. Didn't all these people call up and wish us happy Christmas and New Year's and all these people we've had on, these guests and so forth, and speech and different people,
and
movie stars and celebrities, and remember that?
Yeah.
We'll start next year. We'll start getting new celebrities on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we do know. As a matter of fact, I want to play Jamie Raskin on Wednesday's show and his talk about the indictment of Donald Trump and John Eastman's attorney regarding the 1996, which we're going to get to. We didn't forget about it. We're going to get to it. I meant to do it today. That'll be we're going to get Jamie Raskin, who we've talked, I think months ago about getting on the show. We just have not connected yet, but we're going to for sure, especially now that the Congressional Committee investigating January 6th is submitting their final report, and we'll talk to him in person about that report. So I think that'll be some on the show, and that'll be a great conversation, and I look forward to it. So anyway, have a great couple of days. We'll be back here Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard. Thank all of our listeners for hanging in there with us and hopefully enjoying the conversation, whether you're hearing this live or on the podcast. And with that being said, Amanda will let us get the hell out of Dodge. Get us home, and we'll see Bernie Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. So on behalf of my amazing co-host, Andy Kimball, in The Wizard of Oz. Oh, wait, sorry. No. wait, where are you? California, Hollywood. Myself, Amanda Love, here in La La Land. And Cornell Butler awaiting to board the ship in, what do you call it? Star Trek. No, not Star Trek. Star Wars. I wanted to end it on a funny note, but it's not turning out that way. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this magical Monday leading up to Christmas. Keep sticking with us for the last few shows for the year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, I'm not going to wish you Merry Christmas just yet, because we haven't finished yet. So have a good one.
Right done.
Catch you Wednesday. See you then.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, my. You did that so well, Amanda. I can just, you know. I want to record a show, just of show endings. Just show endings.
Yeah, right.
All stars together.
That was great.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it could be
And
better.
Again, I remind everybody, please do Andy Kimball here a favor. Go visit my music page on Spotify and on iTunes and on YouTube and all these different places and buy the latest releases. Mr. Bojangles just came out a couple of days ago. So that would help me. So and also I think it's a pretty damn good tune myself.
Speaking,
you know, hey. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that one. Yeah.
That's how
so check that tune out.
Yeah, it is.
Support your local folky. Support your local folky.
I thought you said support your local Odie then.
Support, really. You know, tell you about it. Yeah. All right, folks, I hear Christmas bells ringing. We're out of here. Take care, folks.
it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give to charity. Rarely do people even want to help at all, because they're warm by the fire, getting toys and the dolls. Not thinking there's a family out hungry and cold. Wishing that they had somebody they could hold. So